Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Good morning, Mr. Rowland.
Good morning, Alan Smith. And welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show, Mr. Alan Smith.
Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show, Mr. Rowland.
Here we are. This happy, happy day. The sun is shining. The chickens are
that's right.
doing their deal, and the roosters are doing their deal.
Yeah. Oh, well, you sound like you're talking candies. You know, Babbling Bee. You've heard of the Babbling Bee.
Oh, yeah.
This is,
yeah.
Let's start it off with them. Unemployment among talking candies hits record high under Biden administration.
Unemployment among talking candies.
It didn't say candidates. Same thing, candies here. And I know there's a lot of similarities there.
Yes, there are.
But the talking candidates, I mean candies, here's what it says. The Biden administration is facing pressure from labor activists following a report by the Labor Department that record high unemployment has hit the talking candy sector.
Oh,
many
no.
are saying this is due to Mars Incorporated firing their M&M spokes candies and hiring Maya Rudolph instead. Something
they fired
about the candy.
The M&Ms.
Well, they made a green candy or a purple candy or something into a transvestite candy. Now, who wants to eat a transvestite candy? I mean, so I don't know. Jeff, we've just went, buffoonery has went to another level.
It's
got M&Ms here, which is Mars candies. They got these M&Ms, and they changed the shoes. That's what it was. They went from boots to sandals or something. Somehow or another, it's supposed to represent this woke culture.
Yeah, it's being politically correct again.
Yeah, and here's what else Babylon Bee says. Experts warn that unless Mars Incorporated changes course, once beloved M&Ms will find themselves homeless. Sad.
That's such sad. That is news. A sad thing. It's a sad thing that M&Ms got caught up in the woke world that we live in. So all the M&Ms are in distress over
that
this.
That's news today that M&Ms have changed characters, have changed shoes on their talking candies, and now there's an uproar. They've actually gotten all kinds of emails saying people are going to quit eating M&Ms if they keep carrying on with this woke agenda. Well, only thing I can tell you, I wish some more people would do. Listen, let's upgrade here a minute. Let's just upgrade. Let's go. Let's quickly. We got to upgrade here.
We're going
to
upgrade.
This other article here. Bugs to be used in bread, beer, and various other items intended for the general population. Courtesy of the EU. So here you got this article. Now, this is a serious article. The M&M's thought they had a problem. This is a serious article. They're saying the next pizza or beer the American traveler to Europe consumes may be loaded with bug dust. Thanks to the European Food Safety Authority. According to the official journal of the EU, a company called, now listen to this, name of your, how would you like to have this company? Company called Cricket One submitted an application in 2019 seeking authorization to place partially defatted house cricket powder on the market as novel food.
As novel food. Now, Alan, I got to
say, they're going to put it into rolls and to bread, crackers, breadsticks, cereal
baked
bars,
products,
cricket. I guess
cricket
you bake
protein, cricket
protein. Now, this is serious. Now, cricket protein. This is supposed to be saving the environment by not eating a cow,
by not eating meat. That's exactly right. Trying
Since
to
you're
do
not
away
going to eat meat, you're going to eat crickets.
Now,
Jeff, there's something wrong. There's something wrong about this picture. I mean,
well, The Guardian ran an op-ed in 2018 claiming this: reducing our meat intake is crucial to avoiding climate breakdown, since food production accounts for about a quarter of all human-related greenhouse gas emissions and is predicted to rise in Western countries. This means eating 90% less beef and five times as many beans and pulses. So what
and
they're
crickets.
Doing and crickets and they're adding. And they go through this article goes through a whole deal of the allergic reactions and eating grasshoppers and all of that sort of thing. And the problem is this is part of the World Economic Forum's agenda.
And this is true.
People
we're not
meat.
We're not making it up. Not, yeah. This is not satire.
This is not Babylon Bee. This is not actually Babylon happening in Europe.
This is happening in Europe. And of course, they like to be the cutting edge. They're definitely cutting something, but it's not an edge.
That's right.
To promote. Now, how far is my question, Jeff? How far will buffoonery go? How far will these people go in trying to not eat meat? I mean, somewhere somebody's got to realize this is a religion. People are forcing their opinions on other people to the detrimental life, if you will, of people. And this whole thing is buffoonery. That's just all I can say.
Well, it is. It's insanity. And it's political correctness that has gone to a new level. And that's what seems to be happening. And listen, when you hear stuff like this, we used to hear things like this and we'd laugh about it and we'd say, yeah, I mean, you know, there's some crazy people out there doing a few things. These are the people that are in power that's doing this stuff now. And so the insanity keeps increasing and it keeps increasing. Now, at some point, you have to stop not taking it seriously and start taking these things seriously to even understand where we are in the world.
Oh, did you read that paragraph right under that last one you read?
Oh, there's it goes on to
2017.
Say all, yeah.
Go
read
ahead.
That one. Well, 2017 review published in the journal Acronomy for Sustainable Development suggested that rather than meat, humans could instead try eating weeds, microalgae, and bugs. Now, that's a true statement that they ran in an article in 2017.
And then the World Economic Forum ran an article in February of 2022, about a year ago, toting that bugs as an excellent alternative source of protein.
Yes.
And a way to significantly reduce our carbon footprint.
Yes.
The WEF author went so far as to suggest that insects are part of a virtuous eco cycle.
You're going to have to sell all your cows and go to milking crickets now. That's what you
Well, what about the ecosystem? You know good and well if you pull all of these insects out of our ecosystem that something's going to be imbalanced.
Well, sure it will. Absolutely it will. Absolutely it will.
I can read the headlines now in 3 years. Crickets, endangered species. Humans eating too many crickets.
That's exactly right.
Somebody
they'll be protesting the annihilation of the cricket population before too long.
They go on to say if 1 billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact. Not only does it have a big impact on the current food system, but it will also inspire innovation of food systems.
Yes.
Because everybody dies. So I don't know.
Here's the thing, Al, and let's take a serious approach to this, because here's the parallels that can be drawn. When we see things happening in the natural, it is a picture of what's happening spiritually. And just as there is a mixture in our food development that's the World Economic Forum's trying to push and the politically correct world is trying to push, we have the same thing going on spiritually. There is a mixture in the presentation of the Word of God, I think, that is creating famine, spiritual famine in the world. In the church world. And I think that's where our attention needs to be drawn, because these issues, though complete insanity is ravaging the world politically, the church is facing much the same thing. And we're watering down the Word of God. Here's the scripture. It says, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, he's a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Can I tell you that that's exactly where we are? People can't tell the difference between what's good and what's evil, because we haven't exercised our spiritual senses in the word of God good enough in order to be able to tell when we face something that's wrong. I mean, listen, if somebody's going to tell you that you've got to, you've got to eat crickets instead of meat. We've got to trade our meat for insects. And if we can't tell that there's something wrong with that kind of thinking, then there's something bad wrong with our senses. We can't discern good and evil anymore because the word of God's not being preached right. You know.
Well, it's, you know, if you were out there in the jungles and starving to death, I mean, come on, pull up a, you know, grab you a nearby bug. I don't have a problem with if you're out there and you don't have nothing to eat, grab a grasshopper. And,
absolutely.
You know, pop a top on a grasshopper and
that's right. Pour some chocolate on it and go.
That's right. Yeah. And just go. I mean, I can see in desperate situations like that, but creating a desperate situation seems to be, I think the mixture, the buffoonery, as you just suggested, is our big problem in our world today. And they're trying to make the abnormal normal, whether it be sin, whether it be food, whatever. The whole ideology here is to make what is acceptable a normal behavior. I mean, what's unacceptable normal behavior. Or behavior, I should say, is now being created to be acceptable, normal behavior. And in Stony Point, North Carolina, eating crickets is not normal.
Not normal. Neither is it in Statesville, North Carolina.
And okay, you know,
we need to point this part out too. The main culprit behind this is still the same religion that the World Economic Forum is pushing. It's the religion of around climate change.
And that's
the whole deal.
And also a broader view is, even don't you think that they're always, we got this big move to make what's truth into a lie, and what's a lie into truth, as the Bible says.
Sure.
So we got this move out here. Jeff, we even to segue into even a greater meaning here of this buffoonery. You got a rookie Georgia police officer resigns after department bars him from expressing views on traditional marriage.
So what
we got is this progression, just like on marriage, traditional marriage. You see, all of this is being, we're eating bugs instead of meat. Men are marrying men, women, or whatever you want to do. Is the traditional, this Georgia police officer, he resigned, but the reason he resigned is right before being fired. But he resigns because of his expression and views on traditional marriage. Here's what it says. Rookie Georgia police officer Jacob Kersey resigned after his superiors threatened to terminate him for expressing his view on traditional marriage, the Daily Signal reported today. I never would have thought I would have been placed in a situation where I have to choose between my Christian faith and my dream job. His dream job, Jeff, is to be a police officer. 19-year-old Kersey said Wednesday in a Facebook post. So on Facebook, I am grateful for the opportunity that I was given to be a police officer. I do not take that honor and responsibility lightly. However, my integrity and Christian beliefs are at the core of who I am, and I will not abandon them, he says. God designed marriage. Marriage refers to Christ and the church. Kersey said in his post that's why there is no such thing as homosexual marriage, the post concluded.
I would say his statement.
He's wanting to be a police officer. That's his dream. And he just spoke up on a Facebook post.
Right.
Wasn't at work or anywhere else, that he's for a traditional marriage. And now he's being pressured.
And we see that time and time again, all over the place, Alan. This is going on everywhere. And it's, you know, we go back to a podcast you and I did not too long back, just a few days back, on the preacher from Denmark that is being jailed for preaching the gospel. Here is where it appears to be that we don't have any longer the right of freedom of speech. It depends on what the speech is as to whether or not it can be free. And those rules are set by the politically correct and by the progressive left. And we have to rise up against that. This is a matter. This is not a matter necessarily of freedom of religion, but a matter of freedom of speech. And because someone offers their opinion or gives their opinion on an issue, if it's not accepted politically, then it seems to be that it's you can't say it, you know.
Yeah.
And we're being silenced and canceled. And that is a demonic power play against the Word of God. That's all it is. Because me and you both know the Word of God teaches that marriage is to be between man and woman. You know, so for a young police officer to be forced into submission to a progressive ideology is a move of the demonic side. That's not even a political move. That's a spiritual move. And we need to view it through spiritual eyes. You know, we have reached a time where people are calling good evil and evil good. They're calling right wrong, and they're calling wrong right. And these things are not just being said that way. They're being taught in the philosophical world of universities. These ideologies are being taught to to the young people that's attending these universities. And they're coming out brainwashed to believe it. And it is just a sign of the demonic world gone completely insane. And here's where it leaves us. It leaves us in complete buffoonery going afoot. There's no other way of saying, you know.
Well, I can say in Alexander County, we have a sheriff named Chad Pennell. There's no doubt in my mind, if this was laying on his desk, which way he'd go with it. And Darren Campbell, he's sheriff in Iredell County.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind where Darren would fall on this topic and on this subject.
Right.
These guys are good Christian men, and they don't make any bones about their faith and their Christianity and what they stand for. And so it's just a shame that this is.
Can I say something here? And you help me with this. What you just mentioned there is so true. What we know of the sheriff in Alexander County, the sheriff in Iredell County, they are good men. But let's just point something out here. We seem to be living in an isolated world where we think that because we live in this little hub here in North Carolina, that we're somewhat protected from all of this insanity.
Right.
But we're really not protected from it because it's spiritual in nature. It will find its way into our communities. It's coming to our communities unless we make some type of a stand, unless we raise our voice, and unless we don't yield to the pressure of being canceled by the progressive left ideology. It's going to find its way here, and in many ways already has. And so we need to be very aware of what's going on around the world. When we hear these insane things that's happening, we need to be careful not to take the approach that, well, that can't happen here, because
it just so happens it can
happen here.
Yeah, there are, as the movie said, a few good men out here.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly right.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm under the, you know, we tend to get the extremes, you know, on these news articles, but I still believe there's more believing, God-fearing sheriffs out there, because you get into the place of a sheriff, it's a little different than some of the other things.
Yeah.
But, you know, that I tend to bend towards you got more God-fearing sheriffs out here. I mean, I've heard of a few that's not too good across our land, but for the most part, they seem to be pretty good. They don't seem to buy into this woke agenda. They're pretty vocal, actually pretty vocal. Well, this guy here, even Jeff, it says department leadership formalized its position in a letter to this guy, you know, to this police officer. And it stated it on January the 13th, which was obtained by the Daily Signal here. In the letter, Port Wentworth Police Department, this is a police department's major, Sherrod says, in part, after reviewing your podcast and social media platforms talking about the policeman, we did not find sufficient evidence to establish a violation of any policies.
Mm-hmm.
However, here's the however word. You got to look out when it says however, comma, the post, podcast, and so forth found and considered in our investigation likely offensive to protected classes.
Mm-hmm.
likely offensive. That's kind of broad, is it not?
Likely
offensive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how do you convict somebody over likely offenses? And where and where does an offense, where is that breaking? Listen, Jeff, the word of God says many will be offended.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then the latter days. Matter of fact, I mean, it's we're told that many will be offended. The truth is, if the word of God was preached more, then we'd have a whole lot more offense going on.
Well, the truth is, that's right. And the truth is, men, you both have preached this many, many times. In order to get to a man's spirit, most of the time, you got to offend their flesh to get there.
You, somewhere or another, you got to.
That's going to happen. Now, I'll tell you, a part of this...
Offended's not a bad thing, Jeff.
It's not. It's not. It's really not.
If you put your hand on a hot stove, that hot stove's going to offend your hand.
That's exactly right. It's your will.
I mean, your hand's very offended. I want to put my hand there. Well, bless God. Yeah. No, you're not. It's hot. So it comes.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
When you're told that this is going to harm you and you don't like it.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Well, part of this letter says, back to the police officer, says, please be reminded that if any post on any of your social media platforms or any other statement or action renders you unable to perform and to be seen as able to perform, listen to this, to perform your job in a fair and equitable manner.
Here we go.
Then you could be terminated. There's the big word that everybody's using, trying to get the right outcome instead of pursuing right opportunities. And this equitable word has been redefined in the political world, and it's been redefined in everything that's going on. And I got to tell you that because of that, Alan, we're in a position that unless we pursue the right teachings of the Word of God, then we're going to continuously lose our ability to communicate. Because definitions are being now redetermined and reallocated to language, and we can't understand each other any longer. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. It's scary. That's how much sense that makes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, I mean, equitable is just saying, hey, you got to be fair to everybody equally. In other words, equitable is equality. You got to have an equality in outcome, as you said.
Yes,
there's no way you can have equality in any kind of outcome.
Right.
Some people, it's a non-truth.
Exactly.
And so it says, present
the same opportunity to two different people, you're going to have two different outcomes.
Two different outcomes. And so to have this, everything to be an equal in outcome, which Jordan Peterson does such an incredible job on explaining that.
Exactly.
I don't think it can be done any better.
But
for this guy is being nailed to the wall because he's saying something and it might equal is everything you say has got to sound. It's got to be acceptable to everybody.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I bet they didn't teach him that when he was in police school.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't. You know,
somebody's selling drugs out here and somebody not selling drugs. Well, it needs to be equitable.
Yeah, exactly.
Need to have the same outcome. You bunch of buffooneries. Life.
That's right.
These words people got to understand. They're playing on these words.
Right.
You got to look in what people are saying. Not it, but you got to look in what people are saying.
Exactly.
So they're saying if he says anything to offend anybody, he could be terminated. Well, just go ahead and color me offendable, I guess, or no.
Yeah, I don't know how you can even remotely use that kind of a plumb line for a police officer.
Anybody will be guilty. Whoever that is placed upon is guilty.
Is guilty automatically.
Yeah, automatically. You're guilty as charged. So what they're actually saying is the only way you cannot be guilty is you got to go home, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, and it's going to produce lawlessness. Every time.
It's going to produce lawlessness.
That's
exactly right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith & Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com or at wsicnews.com/smithandrowland.